absolutely easy no-brainer call for the officials and add 15 yards onto that play.
So a 15-yard completion. Tack on another 15 yards. That's a 30-yard completion when all said and done. And Bad Axe is in the Cass City red zone for the second time tonight. Single wing to the right. Working off that right hash. Direct snap to Jack Clancy. Pauses, goes right through the gut, and he's out to the 16-yard line. A little room to run there. And brought down by Nick Perry for Cass City.
And Nick Perry able to get off the blocker and get his hand out, trip out the running back, but Clancy doing a nice job of hiding behind his offensive lineman and bursting out to the right and finding a little running room on first down.
5-yard gain for Clancy. Second down and 5 from the 16-yard line. We have whistles.
Timeout.
And Cass City calls a timeout with a minute 16 left in the first half. Cass City leading 22-0. Dave Hansen, what do you think here?
Too many players on the field there, Clark. Cass City was able to get rewarded with that timeout. Bad Axe trying very hard. You could hear, almost hear them from up here as the coaches wanted them to snap the ball as quickly as possible. But Cass City rewarded again with that timeout and prevented a 5-yard gain. But that was the only reason the timeout was called, Clark. Cass City trusts their defense. They haven't faltered yet today. They've played very, very well so far in this first half, but this is an opportunity for Bad Axe to get a little momentum going into the half and put a score here up on Cass City in this first half. Bad Axe has actually played quite well considering how we've seen them in week one. So I guess when you ask that question, I feel like Bad Axe is not playing that bad of a game. They had a great first drive that stumbled in the red zone. Hopefully this time they can find their way into the end zone.
They've had 5 drives, including this one, 2 turnover downs and 2 punts. This time is second down and 5 from the 16-yard line of Cass City. Ryan Winter back to pass in the end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown, Bad Axe. Austin Mozak brings in the 16-yard completion for the score. The Hatchets are on the board on homecoming.
And this is when their offense excels the most. They get a couple nice runs and come out with play action. Ryan Wehner can sling it all over the lot. He's made some great throws tonight, and that was yet another one as number 24, Austin Mozak, is able to haul it in. His favorite receiver, Devin Maxwell, was open as well, and when he let it go, the defender had to choose which offensive guy to cover. He was in between both of them, had no chance, and Ryan Wehner makes a confident throw into the end zone as Bad Axe is on the board here in the first half.
Going for the 2-point conversion, direct snap to Jack Clancy. He has some room to run, being caught down in the end zone, and he's in for the 2-point conversion. With a minute 12 left in the first half, it is Cass City 22 for the Bad Axe Hatchets on the board with 8. It's a 2-possession ball game right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Hey kids, it's back to school time. Hey parents, it's back to school time. Listen, everybody, it's time for back-to-school deals from Thumb Cellular. Yowzers! Now, through September 30th, Thumb Cellular has some great back-to-school deals. You can get 25 bonus gigs of data, a free $10 gift card for iTunes or Google Play, and great discounts on almost any phone. The Samsung J3, LG Fluid 2, and iPhone SE are free on a 2-year contract. Don't forget to check out their hot new phones like the Samsung Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus and the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky and check out all the back-to-school deals they have to offer. Thumb Cellular is your place for back-to-school deals and fun. No wonder they're the talk of the Thumb.
Terms of service apply.
And suddenly the Bad Axe sidelines and stands are a little energized. Their first score of the night comes with a minute 12 before the half is over. It's a 14-point ball game, 22-8. Bad Axe at 1-4 on the season. Cass City at 4-1. Kicking off for the Bad Axe Hatchets, big man, number 67, Nick Schember, 6'2", 280-pound senior. And it's going to be a scrimp kick, and it's brought in with ease by number 88, Wyatt Dixon, at the 47-yard line. First and 10 for the Cass City Redhawks with a short field, 53 yards between them and the end zone.
Now, I understand not kicking it deep to those playmakers, but I'm not totally convinced that you just want to just basically bunt it for just a few yards and give Cass City excellent field position. A minute 10, this offense is definitely capable of putting up points here before the half now with only half the field to go.
Cassidy's touchdown drive a moment ago was covered. Four plays, 63 yards in 3 minutes, 4 seconds. Bad X's, 1 minute, 26 seconds, 5 plays, 53 yards. First and 10 from the 47 is a handoff to Brendan Hamilton. Has the lead blocker. He has the first down. Down to the 40, to the 35, down to the 30. Still on his feet, plows over a defender and finally brought down at the 23-yard line. Brought down by Bad X's number 10, Jack Clancy. Started the 47-yard line in their own territory. Finally brought down at the 23. An impressive run for the Kansas City Redhawks is Brendan Hamilton.
Oh, an excellent run again. Nick Perry seals the edge, and Hamilton's able to get to the sideline. The only mistake for the young kid with this much time left, he didn't go out of bounds. He chose to cut back up the field.
Hand off to Nick Perry. Breaks free of his first tackle, dragging three blue jerseys, dragging him down finally at the 18-yard line after a 40-yard run from Hamilton. Timeout called by Cass City with 47 seconds left in the first half. 22-8, Redhawks lead the Hatchets. It's now second down and 5 yards to go. They will have the ball at the Bad Axe 16-yard line.
And that's what we love about Nick Perry, right up the middle, refusing to go down, fighting for more yards. You know, this is the one situation where you really don't want that. You got time is not on your side. You had to burn a timeout on defense, so they only have one timeout remaining. But now they're looking at, about 15, 16 yards to go to pay dirt, and they're thinking about getting themselves a score now before the half.
Time possession before this drive began, Cass City with 11 minutes, 8 seconds, Bad Axe with 11 minutes, 40 seconds. So pretty even there, but Cass City with 14 more points on the board so far.
Cass City has been able to finish off their drives. They've gotten in the red zone. They've scored touchdowns. A Bad Axe has taken penalties and then had to turn it over. So we'll see if Cass City here can respond very quickly to that Bad Axe touchdown.
Second down, 5 to go, maybe even 4, according to the spot at the 16-yard line of Bad Axe. 47 seconds before the half is over. 22-8. Cass City with the lead and the ball. Fulte in the backfield. Catherell under center. And it's going to be a delayed handoff to Hamilton. Leaps over the end, over the trenches. He's down to the 5.
He's
cuts
hit.
Inside. Touchdown, Cass City. Brennan Hamilton from 16 yards out in for the score and responds to the Bad Axe touchdown. It took 39 seconds left in the first half. Cass City now 28, Bad Axe 8.
And couldn't have been much more than about 3 plays, Clark. Cass City getting excellent field position gifted to them by the Bad Axe special teams. Again, I know you don't want to get burned by a deep return, a kick return before the half, but I also don't want to give my opponents with a potent offense the ball at midfield. And Cass City gets a 20-some yard run on first down, and next thing you know, they're in the end zone. And all that momentum and excitement on the home team sideline has completely been taken away from them as Cass City looks to add 2 more onto their scoring.
And we have appears to be the third timeout called by Cass City in this half as they're going to set up a 2-point conversion here. The score right now, Cass City 28, Bad Axe 8 with 39 seconds left in the first half. Cass City covered 53 yards in 33 seconds.
Yeah, it doesn't take long. Again, this offense, we talked about it, is very high-powered. They can get up and down the field quickly. They don't even have to air it out if they don't want to. Again, they have so many guys in that backfield, including the quarterback, that can break one at any time. So giving them a short field to work with is never a good idea, and Cass City takes advantage of it, trying to make up for that touchdown they just allowed.
Week number 6 in high school football. We find ourselves in Bad Axe, Michigan. Beautiful weather all the week. Started to cool down yesterday. Felt like fall today. Then we had a few brief rain showers come through, keeping the field wet, damp, and limiting the passing game for both teams. 28-8, Cass City going for 2 as they just spent their third and final timeout of this first half. Full house tee in the backfield. Scathrell under center. And it's going to be a handoff keeper for Catherell, right on the left end. Meets a defender at the line at the end zone, and it is no good. 2-point conversion is no good for Cass City. That would be number 10 for Bad Axe, Jack Clancy, stopping Catherell at the goal line. 39 seconds left in this first half. 28-8, Cass City out by 20 points.
Wow, what a great play by Jack Clancy. I thought Santa Catherell was going to get that 2-point conversion, no problem. But Clancy wanted it more. Catherell didn't really have that extra surge going into the end zone. Actually kind of pulled up a little bit. Jack Clancy makes him pay for it with a nice hit and is able to prevent 2 points. And by Cass City, though, with a 28-8 lead over Bad Axe, as they're going to kick it away here with 39 seconds left in the first half.
Now, Dave, Okay, so it's a 20-point ball game. Cassidy's still out with a sizable lead.